IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program, in which we try to criticize some of the movies available in the market, and then based on the theme we have in mind, especially a religious theme. We criticize these movies not usually or necessarily based on their artistic features and characteristics. For the last two episodes, we started criticizing the movie Patriot's Day, directed by Peter Berg. It was produced in 2016. It's an American action thriller film about the Boston Marathon bombings. I have two brothers, Brother Hossein and Sayyid Abdullah, sitting in the studio with me, trying to help me have a better critique of this movie. Assalamu alaikum, brother Sayyid Abdullah, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for giving me the chance to be here.
Brother Hossein, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, glad to be here.
You're welcome. Let's take a listen to a part of this movie, Patriot's Day, directed by Peter Berg, and we'll be back.
The Boston Marathon tragedy is being described as the worst act of domestic terrorism since the September 11th attacks. However, unlike the attacks on the World Trade Center...
You know that's bullshit, right, Manny?
Yes.
9-11? Muslims didn't blow up those buildings. The U.S. government did.
Yes, I know.
You know?
I know.
Are you saying yes because you believe it, or are you saying yes because you don't want us to kill you?
Sorry, I don't know who did it, 9-11.
Yo, you need to educate yourself, dog. For real, that's the problem in this country. No one knows what goes down. America's fake as...
The government did all that shit. The government. To make Americans hate real Muslims. A lot of people who say they were 9-11, they're all actors.
I didn't know that.
And now you know.
Of course you didn't. You're conditioned by the media.
Yeah.
Back to the program. Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Brother Hossein and Sayyid Abdullah helping me as two of my guest speakers in the studio with me, trying to criticize the movie Patriot's Day, directed by Peter Berg. Well, according to that part, Brother Hossein, the Boston Marathon bombing was described by the news on the media of the car, or on the radio of the car, basically, which was hijacked by the two terrorists. It happened to be the Chinese guy's car, the poor Chinese guy.
Man, yeah.
All right. So these two terrorists, the media calls this terrorist act, the Boston Marathon bombing, as the worst act of terrorism since 9/11. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Then one of the two terrorists, asks the owner of the car, the Chinese guy, "The U.S. government blew up the Twin Towers." This is what he says, exactly, quote unquote, all right? "Not Muslims." What do you think? What about the Bin Laden's tape of confession?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, of course, I mean, if they did really do it, then they'd have a guy to blame and he'd have to make a tape. I'm not saying that Bin Laden didn't do it. I'm not saying that he did or he didn't, but you know, it really goes back to one quote that that the same guy, Zahar or something, he says to the Chinese hostage, right? He tells him, "You're conditioned by the media," and I think the media is helping the government cover up a lot of things, and of course they're paid to do that. So it might just be true that, you know, they make these scenarios up and these big explosions and so much drama and terror just to frame the people who they want to frame, Muslims.
I see. What do you think, Sayyid Abdullah, about the same question? Do you think Bin Laden did it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, I do believe Bin Laden did it.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, from where Bin Laden is sitting, he done for a cause, for a holy cause. Even to be, I mean, from the media perspective, the first Bin Laden rejected, he said they had nothing to do with it, if you remember when the event happened. A few years back, Bin Laden took responsibility and he said, yes, he did it. So, no, I have no doubt in my mind that he actually did.
I see. Okay, before I ask you another question, let's take a listen to another part of this movie. It's a very important part. Just stay with us and don't go away.
S.A.C. Deloria? I'm looking for S.A.C. Deloria.
Rick Deloria.
Hi, I'm Mike Thomas.
May I have a word with you? We're going to handle the interview from here. Have any of you spoken to her yet?
Not yet. This is everything we have on her.
We're good. We're good. Thank you, gentlemen. We will take it from here.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. You disrespect the Prophet?
Wa alaikum salam.
Catherine, are there more bombs? My name is Veronica. I was born in a tent with three walls. That said UNICEF on the sides to a mother who could not write her own name. You were born in a room full of flowers and balloons. Your mother is a nurse. She calls you Katie.
You know nothing about me.
Your best friend, Gina Crawford, works at a Starbucks in Cambridge, where you tried to convert her to Islam between skinny caramel macchiatos. Are there more bombs? More bombers. You sent Gina a text right after the bombing that said, a lot more people are killed every day in Syria and other places. Innocent people. Did you see the footage on television? We found explosive residue from the bombs in your apartment, on your kitchen table, in your kitchen sink. The kitchen where you made breakfast for your daughter. Are there more bombs?
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We are criticizing the movie Patriot's Day, directed by Peter Berg, produced in 2016. I'm Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my two guests or guest speakers in the studio, Brother Hussein and Sayyid Abdullah. Sayyid Abdullah, there is this FBI or CIA Muslim-looking woman coming into the like the interrogation room, trying to integrate the wife of the terrorists who they captured, right? To discover if there are more bombs.
Yeah.
She doesn't answer the greetings of salam, which we all know is obligatory as a Muslim, right? The integrator, the woman integrator, asks, you disrespect the Prophet. Would you talk about that part, please?
Okay, so they are obviously, how should I put it, Islamically, they're wrong. I mean, in this movie, the few things about Islam, about Arabs, they got wrong. One of the things that caught my attention is, you know, there's a few scenes where they show the Arabic TV channel, the news channel, and all the Arabic, the fonts are cut.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah.
Right?
They always do that.
They tried to make it look like it's an Arabic, but they couldn't get it right. I mean, this is a simple thing. You know, you have a high-budget movie, but you can't get the Arabic fonts to appear
correct?
Yeah, the budget was $45 million, by the way.
Yeah, so it's a lot of money to spend, and then you can't get one scene with proper Arabic fonts that looks like an actual Arabic channel. It looks like...
Why does it happen? Like,
I don't know.
Like high-budget movies such as this
I don't know. I that's what I'm saying. So sometimes the people that they have working for them, obviously, they miss these kind of details. So one of the things that they miss...
Do they have a lot of, like, advisors to the movie?
They should, but I was surprised. I mean, how could you make such a... a huge mistake. I mean, because you're going to have people, Arabs, watching. And then it got me thinking, because they showed Arabic, they showed Chinese. What if they all got the other languages wrong too?
Yeah.
I mean, it would be like, you know, it's very embarrassing.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a scandal.
Yeah. So it's, I don't know. So that's, so one came to this idea when she said to her, Assalamu alaikum, a few times, and she refused to reply.
Yes.
And then she said, you disrespect the Prophet. What does Assalamu alaikum have to do with the Prophet?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, Assalamu alaikum is an Islamic greeting. It's Jewish say salam.
Or shalom.
It's a greeting. Yeah. What does it have to do with the Prophet? And then when she said to her, oh, you know, you disrespect the Prophet, then she replied. Mm-hmm. I mean, what did you get that from? From which book?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I don't want to reply, as a Muslim, I have the right to not reply to you if I feel that I'm not secure.
Yes.
So saying salam alaikum, saying I give you peace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you want to return that peace back to me or not? That's up to you.
Yes.
So yes, as an Islamist, wajib to reply the salam. But if I don't feel safe,
yes,
I'm not going to give you my salam. Mm-hmm. So this is one of the things they got wrong. It has nothing to do with the Prophet.
I see.
But that's what they're trying to put in the minds of the people,
mm-hmm,
that their religion, whatever they get, their ideology, it comes from their Prophet. It comes from their Islam. It goes to the root. So, in fact, this is an indirect attack to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Because, you know, once you hear the word Prophet, mm-hmm, and Salaamu Alaikum, they're both Arabic, she's a terrorist. Okay, the Prophet is a terrorist. So they're trying to play on, like, the psyche of people,
mm-hmm,
without them realizing. Otherwise,
exactly,
like I said, what is the relationship and the link between Salaamu Alaikum and the Prophet?
I see.
Well, okay. Why don't she say, why did you disrespect Allah, for example?
Mm-hmm.
Or she could say to her, if they got the people to write the script correct, say, isn't it compulsory to reply the salam?
Yes.
That would make more sense. That would be Islamically accurate.
No, theologically, but that's kind of, see, after the scene, like after the interrogation session, right? She goes out and she takes off the hijab, and it's clear that she's just an actor. So it kind of shows that, you know, she didn't
The lady herself, when she presented herself to the lady, she said to her, like, she was from a torn, war-torn Islamic country.
Yeah, but that's all a lie.
The African countries,
he denied her a lawyer, right?
No, so the idea is, it's not whether the lady herself is a Muslim or not. The idea is, why would you trying to bring a concept,
mm-hmm,
or two concepts, they don't match.
Of course, yeah.
Like, whether you're an actor, or even if you're an actor, you have to play your role correctly so the other person would believe you. So if she said to her, isn't it wajib compulsory to reply the salam? Yeah. It makes more sense. And it's like, oh, yeah, actually, yeah.
I think she said something about
the
that
Prophet
later. Yeah.
What? But doesn't this idea, the concept of, like, returning the salam, the greetings, let's say, coming from, like, one of the hadiths, for example, reported by the Prophet?
What do you mean?
Like, where does this idea, this concept come
the
from?
The concept,
like,
of replying, it's actually in the Quran, where the حيوتم بتحيتن فَحَيُّ بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أُرُدُّهَا. Allah says, if you were greeted by a greeting, reply it, or reply better than it, or at least reply the actual thing. So if I say to you, hello, you can say to me, hello,
isn't
darling,
practice,
or you can say to me, hello,
like,
right?
Isn't this practiced by the Holy Prophet? Like?
It's practiced by all Muslims.
Yes.
It's a form of a greeting. So Islam is a kind of religion that's kind of friendly based.
Mm-hmm.
Now, greeting is a form, it's a multicultural thing
it's
that
a social, like, interaction, you
every
know?
Culture has their own form of saying hello to each other.
Yes.
When you see someone, you say hello. So sometimes you say hello, sometimes you say
and it's Ara. Always rude in all culture not to return it, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's a cultural thing, and all people around the world, they have their own form of a greeting when they see each other. So in their own language, they say hello, hi, I don't know, hola, hula, even, you know, kamaste. So in Islam, we say salam alaikum, like Jews say shalom, right?
Yeah.
It's just a form of a greeting. Why would you want to link it?
Yeah,
to the
but going back to the conversation they were having, when she said, you know, you're disrespecting the Prophet, she kind of thinks, you know what? Yeah, maybe I am. So, and that goes back to like how she was brainwashed.
Because but she didn't sound
she's
like,
white, right?
But, like, you know, but that's the problem. This also, this is why would you know? I think politically,
I think she's misinformed.
No, because like, the lady, when she was talking back, she was talking with such conviction and with such knowledge that she wasn't your average woman, right? Yeah, so not a person that would miss such a small thing, you know, when it comes to Saddam. Because she was talking about women, a woman's role from an Islamic perspective.
Yes, exactly. That we're going to talk about, inshallah, in the upcoming episode.
Yeah, so she was talking in a way where she seemed to be very in touch of her faith. Not a woman that you can just easily brush off.
Okay, thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Hussein, for your nice contribution as being the guest speaker here, sitting in the studio with me, talking about or criticizing the movie Patriot's Day, directed by Peter Berg in this program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. It's Mama Jawad signing off.
What I saw today, good versus evil, love versus hate. Only one weapon you have to fight back with. It's love. We wrap our arms around each other. I don't think there's any way that they can ever win.